All right, for the app of the week, what do we got? You've had some great ones here. I don't know how you're topping that, Rick.
I don't know if I can top it or not, but I've topped it this weekend because I've been in Austin, Texas all weekend with Lindsay, and we've been working with the people from Hyatt at a couple of the resorts and a couple of the new things they have coming out. So the Hyatt Hotels app has been refreshed, and all the information about all the Hyatt properties. Hyatt added a bunch of new ones. Make your reservations, save your reservations, check in and check out through the app. That's brand new. Photos, the join the Hyatt Rewards program, so you can do everything on your Hyatt stay right through this app. You probably don't even have to talk to a Hyatt employee if you don't want to. I don't know why you wouldn't want to, because they're real nice. But the Hyatt Hotels app has really made getting in and out of the hotels now without standing in those long lines to breathe.
That sounds great. And Austin, I hear, is a great place. Great music scene, art scene there in Austin, Texas.
It's been great. We've been kind of outside the city a little bit. We've been inside the city. I'm sitting in the state capitol right now, Mitch, under a photo of George W. Bush, the former president and governor of Texas. And we're getting ready to take a little behind-the-scenes tour here of the capitol. So Austin has been great, and it's been 80 degrees. I don't know what the weather's been like back then, but it hasn't been that nice, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, a little rain, and it's been cold. It's warmed up a little bit today, but it's been cold, so you picked a perfect time to be out there in Austin, the capital of the state of Texas. Hey, Rick, appreciate it. Safe travels, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thanks for letting me talk about the apps, Mitch. They're great. So I'll talk to you next week.